Hello.
Hey Gabe, how are you doing, man?
Hey Ivan, I'm good. Just setting up for to get the shower done, man.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, if you want to, can you multitask? It's just, I'm just gonna ask you a question. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing just like a cleanup. I'm just cleaning out joints and getting it ready for grandma. So I'm good.
Okay. Okay, cool. Nothing too complex here. So for starters, yeah. What are your hours of operation specifically? When are you open to taking phone calls?
Phone calls specifically? Eight to six.
Monday through Friday?
I do Saturday and Sunday as well for phone calls.
All right.
Yeah, that's actually the best time, in my opinion. Because I got to assume that most people are working the same hours I do, and they have their time to do this on the weekends, you know?
Right, right, to do their research and make calls and stuff. You're right.
Correct, yeah. That.
All right. And are you licensed or insured with this business?
Well, I am insured.
Okay, great.
I have an LLC, but where I'm at, I don't need a license because I don't do anything structural. I am going to be getting one though.
And we're primarily targeting all tiling jobs and then bathroom, like light bathroom renovations?
Yes, more specifically showers. A big one is a tub to walk-in shower conversion. But I would like to do full bathroom remodels, but that does require a GB2 for like electrical or removing walls that are structural, adding headers. Even plumbing beyond, I believe, two fixtures. But when I just do a shower conversion, it's a valve's one fixture.
Okay, well, let's focus on those for right now. I mean, whenever you want to kind of move more into those bathroom remodels, just let us know, and we can program things to start accommodating to those and showing up to those searches, too. Are there any other specific jobs you're wanting us to target for you? Or any type of like tiling or anything specific that you offer?
So right now it's showers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any type of walls I like, backsplashes. I like backsplashes.
There we go.
Also, as far as flooring goes, I mean, I do tile floors all the time. But now that I've really just made it myself, it's hard. A lot of people want it done quick, and I can't offer that just by myself.
Right.
You know? But vinyl flooring, click-in flooring, like laminate, pergo. Yeah, click-in floors, I could do 1,000 feet of that myself in about a week, so it's no big deal.
Okay, that's a good start.
What, so let me ask you this though, because I have done full bathroom remodels, like tore them down to the studs.
Mm-hmm.
But to be 100% transparent with you, I'm not licensed for it. Does that matter in your marketing?
With this specifically, no. I mean, we don't want to get you into any trouble, but for this specific platform, I don't believe you need to be license for this. Let me double check just for your state's regulations.
I know that was an issue with Angie's. They wouldn't put me in their back. They don't have like a shower specific category, just bathroom remodels, and you need the GB2 to be in that category.
Yeah, I mean, we have certain services that are kind of lead based that I know we cannot mess around with. Yeah, so technically, like if we were to get you onto something called our Google Verified program, which is lead-based, we would need you to have that licensing. But just to promote you on a basis of this and put you onto the Google page essentially for optimization. I mean, we could get you up there. I would just like to, if you're leaning away from not taking them on right now, I'd just like to allocate all of like the programming to actual jobs that are necessary for you to get the best results, at least for the time being, you know?
Yeah, and no, that's fine. And I am going to get that license at some point. But yeah, whatever makes it easier now, then, I mean, to tell you the truth, I can go in to look at a shower and then upsell.
Exactly. Yeah, you could always take that up yourself. I feel like that's a great way to go about it versus going into something and kind of having to search around for someone that can actually do the work for you. If you don't already have subcontractors available, that's what I'd recommend, just to keep yourself safe, you know?
Yeah.
And then okay, great. What are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
Albuquerque, Rio Rancho are the two big ones.
That's a great starting point.
Another one, too, well, if it's just based off the county, then it'd be Bernalillo County, which is Albuquerque, and Sandoval County, which is Rio Rancho plus others. But there's a city called Placitas. I don't know if you're familiar with my area. I saw you call from a 505 number, but I don't know where your locator is.
Yeah.
It's called Placitas.
Placitas? Okay.
Placitas with a P.
Okay, Placitas.
Yeah, because that's basically like a rich area up by the foothills. A lot of retired people with more money than they know what to do with.
Gotcha. Very smart there. We'll definitely be able to seek that out. And then, of course, Bernalillo County, too. That won't be a problem for us. That's a good starting point because, like I said, we have those deep analytics that we give you, and we'll be able to pick specific areas that are giving you a lot of work and essentially just find the best places to market you from there. Now,
yeah. Do you guys also go zip code specific?
Yeah. Do you have any Iman?
Well, there's one area in Albuquerque that is gold. Let me look it up.
Sure thing.
It's called Tanawan. It's in the foothills. Let me look up. I put in area code, not zip code. It says that theirs is 87111.
Perfect.
That right there is a community with, like, I think the cheapest house in there is probably like 700,000.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, well, definitely.
And yeah, in the Albuquerque area, that's up there. Yeah.
Perfect. And then we are creating a website for you, right?
Yeah. If that comes with this bundle, absolutely, I'd love that, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it does. All right, great. And then, Gabe, I have your first name spelled here, G-A-B-E. Or is your first name Gabriel?
No. Gabriel, yes. G-A-B-R-I-E-L.
And what's your last name?
Vigil. V-I-G-I-L.
And then for a billing address for you, I have 10601 Stanley Drive. Is that correct? Northwest?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Northwest Albuquerque, 87114. And that's the same as the business address, too.
Perfect. Now, just give me one moment. I'm applying that discounted rate that we got for you. Okay, great. I got those applied. So for this transaction today, what kind of card will we be using?
Visa.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number.
Oh, you need that right away? Yeah, okay. I got to go outside to get that over.
Okay, take your time.
All right, I got it.
All right, I'm ready for it.
4259. 0850. 0376. 2839.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
0829.
And the CV code as well, please.
687.
Great. Now, Gabe, at no point are we going to give out your personal information. In fact, we give you a business line, and it still rings directly to you, but it acts as two different things. It helps us with the analytical side of things, really deep dive into seeing where these calls are coming from and who's making them. But also it helps you with security. With all this exposure, it prevents a lot of these spam and spoof calls from coming in that you would have gotten otherwise. But even with that security that we give you, just because of how many of those guys there are on the internet, sadly, one or two of them might still trickle through. So what we do is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you want to make sure it's us, you just ask us this question, we'll immediately answer it for you. So we have three different options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
First pet's name.
And what's the answer for that?
It's a new champ.
I had a champ when I was a kid.
Yeah, he's a chow. He's vicious.
Oh, really? Mine was a sweetheart. Definitely not like that. But we all have those types of dogs.
Yeah, chows are mean, dude.
All right, so one more thing I actually have to do before I'm able to process the payment itself. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Meadows Tile, LLC.
And please state your name and title with your business.
Gabriel V. Hill, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could open up your phone contacts for me really quick, I'm going to give you our phone number. From here on out, this is the only one we will contact you from, as well as how you contact us.
Okay.
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. 6225.
All right. Then just save it under Local Splash.
Right. Local Splash, just the name of our business.
All right.
All right. And do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean exactly?
just if you hire on anyone else after this that's going to do marketing for you, you just let us know so we know how to accommodate it.
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm hoping not to. I'd like to have just one that could do it for me. But yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, I think we'll take care of you there. And then as a part of the verification process, I touched base on this. It's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your proof of insurance, the Google application, and any other items we need for the actual verification process. We kindly ask that these documents are submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, November 18, 2025, in the amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 18th of each month in the amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I gave you, 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now. All right. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you, Gabe, and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I think this is going to be a great move for you, man, and just really help you put your best foot forward. Now, you're in the middle of something right now. Do you have like a moment just to sign our terms and conditions, or would you like to do that later?
We can do it now. How long will it take?
It's literally just like 2 boxes you click and then type in your name. It should have been sent to you already. It should have been sent to you already as a text. It'll say something along the lines of click here to accept subscription terms.
I don't see anything on my phone.
There we go. Got it. All right.
All right, great. Thank you for taking care of that. Now, the only thing we need to do now is just schedule your onboarding. This is going to be like a 45 to an hour long phone call scheduled to your best convenience. We have availability today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. When would work best for you?
Tomorrow.
And what time tomorrow would you like to do this?
Same time, 2:10 o'clock, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Let me just check if we have that available. Yes. How about at 10:30? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm just sketching that out for us. Well, I got us all scheduled for that 10:30 onboarding tomorrow. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that will be conducting the interview itself. But otherwise, Gabe, there's nothing else we need to do. Again, man, welcome to Local Splash. I'm really excited for you. I think this is going to give you some great results that you're looking for.
I like that. Thank you. After I confirmed everything, it did bring me to a sign-in page. Is that going to be all taken care of tomorrow?
Yeah. They'll be all like taken care of tomorrow. Yeah, that's the dashboard. Okay. I mean, I'll just go ahead. If you want to snoop around it, there's really nothing on there at all yet because we haven't done anything. But I'll just go ahead and just send you your login credentials if you want to take a look at that. I just went ahead and texted that.
We can do it all tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not too worried about it. I was just wondering what it was.
Yeah, it's just the dashboard. That's the place that you'll go and be able to see the live analytics and all that. But, yeah, it's really nothing on there yet that you need to worry about. But, yeah, man, we'll call you up tomorrow, Gabe, and get all this rolling for you, man. Again, congratulations, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.